Caption: Susan B. Anthony, around 1850. The two women started to work together. In 1852, Susan went to a temperance convention. She had worked hard in the movement, but when she tried to speak, she was told that women shouldn't speak in public. They must listen and learn. Susan was angry. She decided to start a temperance group run by women. She asked Elizabeth to help her. Elizabeth agreed. Through their work together, Susan became convinced that women needed the right to vote in order to change things. Susan and Elizabeth teamed up to fight for women's rights. Chapter 3: Working Together. Elizabeth and Susan worked together to change things for more than 50 years. They were a good team. Elizabeth loved to write. She had many ideas about women's rights, but she had little time to give speeches. She still had to care for her home and children. Susan was an excellent speaker. She never married. She had the time to travel and speak. Susan was also well organized. She had learned skills, such as raising money, from her work with the temperance and abolition movements. Susan also had a lot of energy. Often she helped with household chores so Elizabeth could write. Caption: Susan B. Anthony, left, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, right, work on a speech.